Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
Hey, KPBS podcast producer Kinsey Moreland here, and I am making a cameo in this podcast feed to share a trailer with you. It's just a quick peek at our newly relaunched Port of Entry podcast. The podcast just wrapped up its first mini-series of episodes focused on race and politics at the border, and there are some powerful stories in it. Okay, enough for me. Now here's the trailer. Enjoy.
What images pop into your brain when you think about the border? Caravans of migrants, kids in cages, maybe just the big steel fence itself. I think about those things too, but I also think about a lot of people that I really love. I think of my family.
Hola, bebé.
¿Cómo estás, corazón?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, chulo.
I think of my friends.
It's kind of like running with the bulls in Spain. It's cool. It's just wild.
I think of a hybrid culture that blurs the lines between us and gives birth to amazing creativity, like the binational, bilingual band I'm in.
That's gonna sound dope.
No, she can sing it. We just had to drop out.
I think of belonging and identity and how the labels we put on each other, Mexican, American, foreign, local, aren't always so neat.
How do you identify?
Judio Mexicano and also Californian.
I'm Alan Lilienthal, the host of Port of Entry. And the border is my home. People like me with work and family on both sides of the border, we have to keep on crossing. Pandemic or not, it's just part of who we are and how we live. In Port of Entry, we tell stories about people like us. Gente fronteriza y sus historias viviendo con la línea. We've got stories about how the Black Lives Matter movement crossed the border.
Yo participé 100% en esta organización, en estas cositas, porque. ¿Ya sabes por qué? Por ella.
Stories about dual citizens who vote on both sides of the border.
If I vote in Mexico for the things that will impact not only Mexico, the U.S. and other countries, of course I'm gonna vote.
Stories about a mom who crosses to buy cheaper insulin to keep her diabetic son alive.
It's unbelievable. $12 compared to $110 in the U.S. I'm so furious about it. My kid needs this to live.
Stories about a guy who fell in and out of love with Tijuana, a city stuck in a constant battle with cartel violence.
It's hard not to juxtapose it. It's hard not to compare. San Diego isn't the perfect clean city on the hill, but it's miles away from Tijuana. It's hard.
And a recurring series on music from both sides of the border.
Growing up in the border town, you hear just so many genres of music, even in Tijuana. The diversity of immigrants that live in that city alone exposes you to a lot of styles.
Only Here is now Port of Entry. From KPBS and PRX, we'll be bringing you cross-border stories that connect us. If you were already a subscriber, the transition should be seamless for you. Just be sure to make a mental note of our new logo and name so you can find us when you need to. For the rest of you border dwellers who haven't become loyal listeners yet, you can subscribe at portofentrypod.org, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. If you have any border stories you'd like to share, we'd love to hear them. Call or text anytime at 619-452-0228. Thank you.
From El Centro to everywhere, we're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
Voices del Valle is a teen-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
On the next episode of Voices del Valle, we will talk with teens about their cheer and soccer championship seasons. I've got to listen to that. Voices del Valle, fresh voices, bold stories made in the valley.
Voices del Valle, find us on KPBS or wherever you get your podcasts.